Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, we're going to talk about leadership and barriers that leaders face as they continue to build and grow their company. Now, this isn't things that are just faced by entrepreneurs. Obviously, every entrepreneur has to face barriers. But there's also barriers that are faced by new leaders. Maybe they've come into a brand and they've taken on a new role, or they've grown outside of their current role and they're facing these barriers that they've never faced before. So I felt it's really important for us to address and talk about these barriers that either entrepreneurs or new leaders face in their roles when they're taking over a new company, a new role, a new category of business, whatever it happens to be. So what I'm talking about today are these barriers to success. You know, these five priorities that I say on how to adapt and overcome these barriers. And a great quote, I always put a quote, as you know, in each one of my podcasts, and a great quote I thought was very applicable to what we're talking about today is from Nelson Mandela. And he said, "The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall." I thought, what a great quote. As we know, it's not about staying down. It's about getting up and not being knocked down again. So leadership is about this, and those barriers that we face, these are challenges that leaders do face on a day-to-day basis, and many times they're having to face these barriers alone. And what I mean by alone, and many times people will ask me at Liquid Mind for the brands that I've been with previously, is what does that alone mean? And what it means is that you have a team. I understand that. But your team relies on you to set the vision and to have a plan on how to execute that vision. And then the leaders of each team then give specific areas and objectives in order to succeed in achieving the goal and the vision of the brand that you've set as a leader. So you have to be the one that they'll look to as far as how they see the brand growing, how they see themselves growing, which is very important. And it goes back to what I talk about in the book, The Visionary Brand, is the vision paradox, is that many leaders are in roles that they should not be in, and or they don't recognize a weakness. And many times on teams, it's not the smartest person in the room that's the leader. It's the one that can bring people together on a common vision and execute that vision and successfully build a company that ideally you would love to have be generational. And I talk about that in the book as well. This isn't a one-hit wonder strategy. And it's one that all brands face, all entrepreneurs face, all leaders face. So I'll talk about five priorities. You know, not all of them, as I always say, it's the ones that I've faced personally and also with Liquid Mind when I work with global brands. Things that I see leaders or new leaders of businesses and or entrepreneurs facing. And what I find are the ones that need to be addressed in order for the brand or the company to be successful long term. So we'll talk about these barriers to success and again, these five priorities on how to adapt and overcome these barriers. So what I talk about is, you know, leadership is about overcoming when the challenge is the hardest. And many times people have their own definition of leadership. And for me, it's the leader is what I call cut and grows when the times are the toughest. Iron sharpens iron. And that's a great adage when you talk about leaders building and growing their teams. But leaders are cut and molded when the challenge is the hardest. You know, it's not about when there's clear sailing without barriers to landing at your destination. Anybody can lead and be the captain of a ship if the GPS is taking you from point A to point B. And if you don't face any barriers or challenges along the way, that's a pretty easy ride. And being the captain of that ship is fairly easy. So what I'm talking about, you know, is becoming what I call becoming a leader. You know, it's about adapting, finding ways to achieve long-term success and providing ongoing, consistent leadership, you know, with a passionate vision to ensure you stay on course. And again, I'll say that when we talk about leaders, these are the ones that, again, aren't necessarily the smartest people in the room. They're also people that understand their weaknesses, but they're also very visionary. They understand in order to achieve success, they're going to need help from others. So number one, they have to be passionate about their vision. And number two, they got to be able to instill that vision into their team. And the team has to execute that vision in order for this leader to be effective. So becoming a leader is about failing. And I talk about that a lot, is that unless you take risk, you're not going to fail. Unless you fail and take risk, you're not going to succeed. It's a great formula and one that's worked almost 100% of the time. You know, having failed as a leader, you're better equipped to understand what it takes and what it's like in order for you to succeed. So what I call is failing is a prerequisite. You know, if you have succeeded without failing, in my mind, this is probably pure luck. Or you set the bar too low. You just set a goal and you achieve that goal and you feel that was a success. Maybe so. But we also talk about being revolutionary or evolutionary. When you set the bar too low, you're evolutionary, you're incremental. If you set the bar high, you're revolutionary and disruptive. So taking risks, failing, and, you know, maybe failing again and again, you know, builds resilience in a leader, you know, and the ability to see into the future. And this is how visionaries are built. They understand in looking back that they learned a lot of lessons along the way when they knocked down these barriers to eventually succeeding. You know, so they can see the future, you know, a vision for what you can be, not what you are today. And leaders are ones that have that vision and the ability to instill that vision with a passion into their team. And when I say team, the context of team is everybody. It's not just product. It's not just marketing. You know, I talk about the power triad, the marketing, product, and sales, but it's everybody inside the brand and the company that instills that vision to those outside the brand. In the day and age that we live in today, and social media and voice traveling extremely fast. We know that bad news travels in the old days, 250 times faster than good news. You know, exponentially that increases on the bad news level. So you need to be ensuring that everybody inside the brand understands what your vision is, understands the plan to execute that, and you've got a team that's going to actually realize it in the marketplace. So it's critical as a leader to have all these pieces of the puzzle in place. So when we talk about being a leader, you know, as a business leader, you know, overcoming barriers to success. And these barriers can be very, very difficult, or they can be almost impossible. There is a point in time where you hit a barrier again and again and again that you have to realize you're probably not going to walk down that barrier. So as being a leader, you also need to recognize that at some point that you need to ensure that you're moving on and finding another way or another path to success. So that's another piece of it as well. Not all roads you go down are going to lead to success. So as a leader, you need to understand that. You need to pivot. They call it pivot. And, you know, many people did that with COVID. And I was with many brands with LiquidMind, helping them maneuver along a new path without degrading brand equity. And I got to tell you, that's a big challenge in a marketplace where you were panicking. I had many times in leaders where the whiteboard was written in red and all that was there was panic. You know, what do we do? And there was really no calm way of putting together a plan of how to succeed in the marketplace that nobody's ever seen before. So again, as a business leader, you need to overcome barriers to success, and it's integral to achieving your goals and driving your brand forward. And many times I talk about driving your brand forward. You need to make sure that you're not static. There's many brands that you look back and you go, they're like the what I call the 80s bands, where they were the one-hit wonders. Great songs, but they didn't have a great album. And you want to have not just a great album, you want to have a slew of great albums, generational, very much like rock bands. We can name on our right hand probably how many bands are generational, ones that have been around for decades and are still knocking out the hits, or ones that we look back on and still listen to their music. So when we talk about being a leader, you know, five priorities on how to adapt and overcome an environment as an entrepreneur or a leader that you're facing these barriers to success. And so again, I outlined five. Now there could be 10, 20, whatever it is, but I want you to keep focused around what I see out there from brands that I've been with, global brands that I've been with, and also global brands that with Liquid Mind, we lead them through these barriers and challenges. And this is the ones we see are the most common things that many times they don't see or are blindsided by. There's many obvious ones, but the things I point out are the things that aren't so obvious and things that they may be blindsided by that they don't understand that they need to put focus around. So when we look at this, the first one is clear communication. And I put the word in front of communication for a reason, because when people look at it, they say, and well, clear communication, I'm communicating with my team. Communication is a real effective communication, and it's essential in overcoming barriers. Clear communication with your team, clear communication with those inside the company and the brand. You know, clearly conveying your vision, your goals, and your expectations to your team. You know, many times when we talk to teams or we talk to brands, one big thing that we see that really is a challenge for leaders that they don't necessarily always overcome is the ability to translate their vision or their goals or their expectations. So build these open lines of communication, encourage feedback. You know, as many times you get an insecure leader with a brand that doesn't want to hear feedback. And I can tell you that's a detriment to success. And it's a detriment to overcoming barriers as a leader, because you're trying to build not just loyalty, but more importantly, trust. So build these open lines of communication, encourage the feedback from your team. You know, ensure that everyone understands their roles and responsibilities, and also the fact that you embrace open communication. You know, so when challenges come, you know, encourage teamwork to address these issues immediately. So when that trust is built, loyalty is there, open communication, when things come up, your team is proactive, not reactive. Reactive is too late. Proactive is addressing the issue as soon as you know about it. So number two is adaptability and agility. And these are two pieces that when we look at it are very important, and both are, again, integral to a leader being successful in his or her role. So when we look at business environments are constantly evolving. And so when you look at this, the ability to adapt quickly is vital. You know, we talk about artificial intelligence, Liquid Mind. We use that with almost every brand that we work with now. But the question I always have when I talk to leaders about artificial intelligence is, what's the strategy around it? You know, how are you going to use it? What are the tools you're going to put in place? How does it integrate with your legacy systems? You know, these are things that need to be asked. And also, what's the expectation of those utilizing AI that is going to change from how they currently do their role. So stay informed about industry trends. That's what I mentioned about artificial intelligence, technology advancements, market shifts, whatever it is. Adaptability and agility is one that most, I can tell you, most leaders fail at miserably. They adapt way too late and they're not agile. And I'm not saying because they're a big behemoth. We deal with large cap companies. And we also deal with startups and small cap companies. And many times the small cap moves as slow as the big cap. But there's a different tolerance for why they move so slow. It's risk. I find the small cap companies are the ones that are very cautious around risk. And rightly so. They don't have the ability to hide a $1 million mistake like a large cap does. The problem with large caps is they've got too much politics and too many layers of leadership in order for them to make quick moves. It's not that they don't have the capital, the money, or the investment. By the time they analyze risk, it's too late. They have no agility and they don't adapt. So make sure that you have adaptability and agility. You know, embrace change, encourage your team to be flexible. You know, create a culture that values innovation, is open to new ideas. So again, business environments are changing and evolving. The ability to adapt quickly and be agile is critical to your success. So stay informed about industry trends, technology advancements, market shifts. You know, embrace change and make sure your team embraces it. And create a culture that embraces it. That's number two. Number three is continuous learning. And this is integral and one that most talk about, but nobody does. And with adaptability and agility comes continuous learning as number three. Invest in your personal and professional growth and your team. You know, encourage a learning mindset and provide training to your team, development, upskilling opportunities, whatever it may be. Make sure that you're learning, continually learning. Set a date on your calendar each week to learn. Block it out and have no disruptive time. Because I can tell you, your ability to adapt and your ability to be agile is driven around your ability to be continually learning about what's in the marketplace. So encourage a learning mindset, provide training, development, upskilling opportunities, stay updated on industry developments. I'll say attend conferences. I throw in there because I know it benefits some people. I'm not a big fan of them because I know the amount of information that you retain from conferences. I get called into conferences many times. They want me to speak at these conferences. And many times I feel, not that it's a waste of time, but I feel that the retention just isn't there. So encourage knowledge sharing within your organization. Be well-informed and adaptable. And you can overcome these barriers to success. So that's number three. Number four is building a strong team. And I just say building a team. Anybody can build a team. The ability for you to find a world-class team is integral to your success as well. But also a team that understands their role and expectations from the leader. You know, business success relies on a solid team that can overcome challenges. And that's a character trait. You can get many people that have a great resume, but their personal skill set, social skill set, and bandwidth is a challenge for them. So you want to make sure you put them in situations when you're interviewing them. Just don't look at their resume. Hey, if you were in this situation, how would you feel about this? If you were in this situation, what would be a potential resolution that you would see? So make sure that you're understanding diverse skill sets and perspectives. You know, foster a collaborative and inclusive work environment with your team, a culture that promotes teamwork, trust, and mutual support. And continually providing regular feedback. I get so frustrated by this one with leaders where they say that they're providing feedback and then you go talk to the team and they go, no, I never hear from him or her. I don't ever hear from them. And they just need to recognize that, no, they're not doing that. Number two, being you recognize you're not doing it, do something about it. It isn't words that make a team loyal and trustworthy. It's actions. So make sure you have your actions built into your words. And then number five is resilience and problem solving. You know, inevitably these obstacles will come up on your path to eventual success. And, you know, cultivate strength within your team by maintaining a positive attitude and learning from failures. And what I mean by this is that leaders that no matter the situation always have an answer and they're always calm. The team can go to them and know that they're going to get an answer and walk away feeling secure. And so learn from your failures. You know, encourage your team to approach challenges through problem solving. Build that mindset. You know, break down complex problems into manageable steps and involve your team in finding creative solutions. You know, celebrate successes along the way. Make sure that it isn't all just professional, that you have personal. You guys go out for a drink or dinner, whatever it may be, lunch. But just so that you care about your team. And also you care that there are wins along the way. Don't just throw another challenge in front of your team without celebrating some type of success along the way. You're going to build mutual respect, trust, and loyalty with your team. So again, when we look at these five, what I call these barriers to success, these five priorities and how to adapt and overcome. You know, number one, again, is clear communication. I'm not saying just communication. Anybody can talk. But clear communication, what your expectations are, what your goal and what your vision is. The ability to be adaptable and agile. You need to have both in order to be successful. Build an environment that's constantly evolving. Build this into your culture that values innovation, is open to new ideas. You know, that's number two, continual learning. This is the one where I hear a lot of talk and no action. You know, you need to block off time each week if you're going to stay ahead of your competition. Make sure that you're continually learning. And then number four is building a strong team. A strong team goes beyond the resume. It goes to what would you do in this situation? How do you feel about this? How would you go about solving this problem? And it's not Google problems. It's actual business problems that you face as a company and as a brand. So build a solid team around this perspective. And then number five is, you know, resilience and problem solving. Resilience around having seen this problem before and having to face it again. So come, you know, and that's number five. So make sure that you have this resilience as a leader and you know how to problem solve with your team. And be humble as a leader. Give all the credit to your team. As hard as that is for some people who are insecure, get over it. It's your team that executed your vision. Feel comfortable when you go home at night knowing that you've got a great team that's learning. One of my greatest rewards and successes when I worked with my brands and also with Liquid Mind is to see people move up in the organization or move out. Many people get disappointed by that. I do. And every time a team member would leave, but I was also proud to know that they've moved up in the organization, they've learned along the way how to become a leader, how to solve problems, how to set a vision, how to be a brand. So all of these things are important. So remember, overcoming barriers to success requires patience and humility, perseverance, and a proactive approach to everything that you do. So these strategies can enhance your leadership capabilities and guide your organization toward achieving your long-term generational success. So again, I say stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great, and enjoy the journey along the way. As always, we appreciate any reviews that you would provide the Visionary Chronicles if you like what you hear. And we can be found on all channels, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, iHeart. I'm sure I'm missing quite a few. And again, we're very proud and thank you for those who are supporting the Visionary Chronicles. Again, we were voted number one visionary podcast for 2022 and 2023 by FeedSpot, and also top 50 marketing podcast by FeedSpot on both years, 2022 and 2023. So thank you to all who supported the Visionary Podcast. And reach out to me if you have any questions or ideas of visionaries you think we should interview for the Visionary Chronicles at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at Liquid Mind Site, LiquidMindSite.com. That's also the website for our company and brand, LiquidMindSite.com, LiquidMindSite.com. Just recently updated the website. And proud to say we got some nice awards for that as well. So again, thank you for everybody supporting the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And we look forward to the next Visionary Chronicles.